The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Iran are threatening to increase their uranium stockpile following the accusations that they are responsible for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Harley.
Well, the word from Iran is that they are enriching uranium like crazy, that they expect to bypass the 300-kilogram limit for any uranium enriched beyond 3.67% within 10 days. And then Iran's president said, you know, that would really be bad. It wouldn't be in the interests of the region or the world if that were to happen. And so, therefore, the whole world has a few days to try to work out a deal with them. The White House said, that sounds a lot like nuclear blackmail to us, and needs to be met with increased international pressure. Britain said if they breach the agreements, London will look at all options. Israel said we need to increase sanctions against Iran swiftly to make sure they stop doing this. And, of course, Trump is saying we'll do whatever is necessary.
Mm. We've got to establish firstly, of course, haven't we, who was responsible for the attacks on those two oil tankers. We need to know that clearly, don't we?
Yes, we do. I mean, and they're working on it. I mean, they're pretty sure it was Iran, but, you know, let's just hold things in abeyance until we know
definitely.
For sure.
Absolutely. These campaign pollsters?
Well, this is, you know, every campaign does internal polling. Trump's campaign showed the same thing that the external polling is showing, that right now some of the Democrats are leading. And the problem is that his internal polling numbers were leaked by people inside his own campaign. Leaked to the media. So they found out who leaked it and fired him.
Good on him.
Right away. Absolutely.
Good on him. Yeah. Good stuff. What's this lawsuit over the wedding cake?
Well, sometime back, and this has happened three or four different times, bakers, you know, running their own bakery, have refused to bake a cake for gay people at their wedding.
Yep.
Saying it was against their own personal beliefs, their religion. The government said, you can't do that. The government says, you must treat everyone exactly the same. So it's kind of a fight between gay rights and religious rights. The Supreme Court has tossed out a ruling against the bakers in one case, which means that, it's an indication which way they're leaning.
Okay. So the baker can do what he wants to do. I suppose he can, and takes the risk. Good on you, Harley.